Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, caro mio amico Federico.
Oh, you're way beyond my feeble Italian now, Ted. Ted, dozens, maybe even hundreds, that may be a little exaggeration, but not by much. A lot of violinists have recorded these concertos. Some of the best-known folks, Itzhak Perlman, Gil Shaham, Anna-Sophie Mutter. You've picked a recording by someone I hadn't heard of until this CD came out a couple of years ago, Giuliano Carmignola. An Italian violinist, bearded and scowling to judge by the cover picture, with a relatively new band, the Venice Baroque Orchestra, and conductor Andrea Marcon. Why this CD?
Well, the more I hear that's done by period instruments, the more I like the way the younger performers are doing this music. And for Vivaldi, I think it's very important to have a period instrument ensemble and a Baroque violin, because it allows you to perform with lighter textures and to get crisper articulations. And the faster pages can go at speed without sounding muddy or labored. And that produces a great deal of excitement. And certainly that's what this recording has in spades. These performers really do give it a gung-ho reading and bring a lot of theatricality to the performance.
You were talking about the speed and the gung-ho feeling of it. Now, that excerpt we just heard from Autumn was so fast. It had a kind of manic energy to it that we don't often hear in this music. And I think we get more of the same from the Summer Concerto.
We do indeed. And this is Vivaldi, perhaps at his showiest. This movement depicts a thunderstorm. And you can really hear it in the orchestra, this feeling of driving wind and torrential rain, even hailstones coming down. And it's all there in the music.
Antonio Vivaldi not only wrote the music, he wrote sonnets to go with these, and a bit of Summer here. The heavens thunder and fulminate, and hailstones decapitate the corn and other grains. A taste of Summer there, one of the Four Seasons violin concertos by Vivaldi. Ted, so many recordings of the Four Seasons sort of prettify the music, and this is not one of them. There's a kind of earthy, guttural sound to this recording. I mean, as a violinist, Carmignola is not necessarily all about intonation here.
True enough. There's a lot more to this music and to his performances than simply getting the figuration and the pitches right. What sets Vivaldi apart as a composer, and certainly you hear it in this music, is not just the quality of his ideas, but the vitality of their expression. And I think that Carmignola picks up on that. Remembering that Venice was the epicenter of Italian opera in Vivaldi's time, it's not surprising that he and this group bring a very dramatic approach to the music.
Well, everything we've heard from the disc up to now has been at speed, has had that vitality you've been talking about, but the slower passages have a kind of rustic lilt to them.
True enough. You know, contrast is always a key in Vivaldi. After all, he wrote 230 concertos for solo violin and orchestra, so he had to kind of find a contrast in the music. Here we find ourselves in winter. And it's rain of a very different sort that we're about to hear. It's falling lightly on the roof and dripping down from the gutter. The pizzicato in the string accompaniment, that's the drip of the water. Now that's imagination.
Some music for Fireside Contemplation, Winter from the Four Seasons, the Venice Baroque Orchestra and violinist Giuliano Carmignola with conductor Andrea Marcon. Well, let's hear one of the Four Seasons concertos complete. Now, Ted, what are we
going to
hear?
Well, we're going to hear spring. And in the first movement, expect to hear some bird song, perhaps a passing spring shower. In the second movement, Vivaldi wants us to think of a shepherd sleeping while a dog barks in the distance. And here the dog is the solo viola, and it's very clear in this performance. And you'll hear the dog going, woof, 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 woof. It's really wonderful. In the final movement, the sun comes out and the nymphs dance a jig, a little jig. It's, again, all there in the sonnet that Vivaldi wrote to accompany the score. And once again, it's there in the music as well.
All right, let's hear it. Thank you very much, Ted.
Always a pleasure, Fred.